Well, Danny, having conquered Ulster a couple of years ago at junior level, is I'm sure the target now is to step up and make the mark at intermediate level.
Yeah, no, that's the challenge now, but that's going to be a really big one too now, because, you know, it's kind of like a baptism of fire now playing Keady, because they'll be one of the strongest sides in the competition over the last couple of years. Like, so look, we're looking forward to it too, like, because, you know, you always want to compete at a higher level, like, and this is kind of our opportunity too. So
yeah, and tell me, six almost 7 week break. It'll be a 7 week break by the time you hit Sunday. Is that a concern?
You can make a concern if you want, like, but, you know, I suppose they're kind of in a similar boat as ourselves, like, but I suppose the last few weeks we've been over challenge games, and, you know, that in trims won't go on 3 times a week, like, so, you know, we've been kind of hurting, like, but it's just, we'll see now on Sunday if we're looking for an excuse, like, but at the end of the day, look, we just have to take it as it comes now.
Yeah, and how have you occupied yourself? Have you gone flat out since the county final, or have you upped it to 3 nights?
Yeah, well, just kind of took a week off then, so the past 6 weeks then it's just been 3 nights a week, like, well, more or less 2 nights during the week and then a Sunday morning session, like, so they've been going very well, like, and like, the team is well prepared now, it's just a matter now of performing on the day, like, and I suppose that's a challenge for us, like.
Yeah, speaking to Paul Campbell during the week, telling me Kevin out, he had been back playing well, Kevin Campbell with a shoulder injury, he's going to miss to not only Sunday's game, but if you advance the rest of the season, probably.
Yeah, no, Kevin's big loss, like, because even kind of final there, he really, really stood up, like, and frees are fantastic, like, and he got on a lot of dirty ball, you know, so it's going to be a huge loss, but then there's an opportunity then for a lot of that to come and fill that gap, like, and we'll try to put a good shift in and just try to keep pushing things forward, like.
Yeah, and of course, as we mentioned at the outset, you know, you are an ambitious club, you won Ulster, the last time you were involved at junior level, that's why you're up in intermediate, and it is a step up, but the general consensus is that Donegal Hurling is up there now with Armagh, maybe even surpassed it.
Yeah, no, lucky now, it's just, you know, comes in waves, like, you know, some teams perform different seasons, like, you know, and Armagh are just a bad team, like, just going through a bad patch the last 2-3 years now, but in fairness, their club standard now has been very, very good, like, because you go back through the years, and, like, Mulltown have won this intermediate now, like, twice in the last 5 years. 10 years ago, Keady were playing in the senior final against Lockheed, like, so you just got to know, like, this, they are coming from a higher standard, like, but that's something we want to be taking off to, like.
Home advantage, you know, Donald Park, worth a point or two?
Oh, definitely, like, we love playing there, like, and, you know, it's especially being there between club and county, you know, you probably played 10 games there this year, like, and it's just, you know, it's something we kind of see the home of hurling too in Donegal now with the pitch that the county set up, you know, so it's we're looking forward to playing, like, and it's kind of a big advantage to us too, hopefully.
Yeah, and you mentioned Katie are strong. Do you know much of them, or have you ever come across them or ever played them before?
Well, we would have played them just in the Kilmacud final back in, I think it was 2015. We lost that now, but actually, you'd know most of them through the county setup, like, and a lot kind of with, you know, with Armagh for the last 6 or 7 years, like the two Carvins there, Conor Carvin, you know, what even played Ulster there for a couple of times, like, and, you know, they have a few young lads in there, like Paul Breen, so he's very sharp part of, like, and a few boys then more seasoned campaigners, like Barry Breen and stuff, like, so look, we know they're a very seasoned team, like, and, you know, just they'll be really hard to go.
So what's the plan for Sunday?
Look, it's just the same as any other game. Just got to prepare, go on, try to do the simple things right, and, you know, just work hard, and we'll see where it gets us now. That's the plan of any kind of game, like, so.
It doesn't differ because it's Keady or anybody else.
No, it doesn't. No, I said, look, at the end of the day, put in an honest, hard work, good shift now, come out the good end, right end of the result anyways now, but that's just a challenge for us, like, and hopefully we can kind of continue with a form and from the club challenge ourselves now, and especially the forwards you have now, hopefully they can hit form too, you know, and give us a good chance anyway.